Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time now for our daily tech and business report. And today we are joined by Bloomberg's Madison Mueller. Happy Friday, Madison.
Happy Friday. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we're talking about the FDA removing some weight loss drugs from a list of drugs that were in short supply. And stop me if I'm mispronouncing these, but Mounjaro and Zepbound, is that correct?
Mounjaro and Zepbound.
Mounjaro, okay.
Easy to mistake, though, with J.
Yeah. So they're now no longer in short supply, but that means that people who have been using the less expensive generic versions of those are out of luck. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that is right. You know, the drugs have been in shortage. Mounjaro has been in shortage since 2022. And we know that these drugs are quite expensive for people who don't have insurance coverage. I mean, $1,000 a month or more. And so in this period of difficulty accessing the drugs and with price concerns, so many people have turned to these off-brand, you know, we call them knockoff versions, essentially, of the brand name drugs that are made by compounding pharmacies and sold by medical spas, telehealth companies. Like, there are thousands of patients, potentially more, using these drugs. And so for those patients, the end of the shortage of the brand name drugs, that means that they can't get these off-brand knockoff versions of the drugs anymore. And so it's, you know, well, it's something that ideally should be good news that these drugs are no longer in shortage for these thousands of patients. It has been a real nightmare over the last few days figuring out if they can still access the medications that they're on.
How much less expensive are they?
So the brand name drugs, like I said, are about $1,000 or more a month. And a lot of these telehealth companies, medical spas, are offering for the drugs for, you know, as little as $150 a month. So it's a pretty steep discount.
Wow.
And that's appealing to many patients. Yeah,
that is huge.
So
remind us what these drugs do, why people use them.
Yeah, so these are GLP-1 drugs. They're used for diabetes and weight loss. They mimic a hormone called GLP-1. It's a gut hormone, and it basically stimulates and signals to the brain that you're full and you're satiated after eating a meal. And so these drugs mimic that hormone and kind of tell you that you're not hungry, which just makes people eat less and helps decrease blood sugar.
So what does this do for the overall market? I know, as you mentioned, a lot of people are scrambling to find out what they can get and how much it's going to cost.
Yeah, so I mean, one of the interesting things is because this market, this off-brand market, has kind of grown up overnight and really exploded so quickly, there isn't a lot of visibility into how big it is. We have some bankers estimating that it's at least $1 billion so far this year. We know that the market for the brand name medications is extremely large, and you know, this has kind of been filling a gap a little bit for the people who can't get the brand name drugs. If anything, what it's going to do is there's going to be more people trying to get onto the brand name medications now that these compounded drugs are no longer going to be available, at least the copycats of Eli Lilly's drugs. And so we might see more people now actually trying to get a hold of the brand name drugs. And hopefully Eli Lilly will be able to meet that demand. But Novo Nordisk, which makes Ozempic and Wegovy, you know, their drugs are still in shortage, so patients can still get compounded versions of those medications.
And how does it work with insurance? Does insurance only cover the brand name drugs?
Yeah, so insurance will not cover the compounded versions of the medications, which, like we talked about, are much cheaper, but, you know, that's still an out-of-pocket cost for patients that they might not be able to afford. But you know, insurance coverage for the brand name drugs is spotty as is. We have a lot of employers and a lot of health plans that are not covering weight loss drugs. So it's difficult for patients right now. There's, you know, they're navigating a lot of different choices and, you know, there's a lot of expenses that they have to consider.
And in our last 30 seconds, the generic drugs, are they basically the same as the brand name drugs?
Yeah, I mean, the compounding pharmacies, the telehealth companies will say that they are basically the same. With compounded drugs, they are not really regulated or approved or inspected in the same way as generic or brand name drugs. So there is a little bit more of a risk. And, you know, the FDA is quite clear about that. So it's hard to say whether they're exactly the same because there just really aren't studies to show that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. We've been speaking with Madison Mueller with Bloomberg, and that you can hear our tech and business report every weekday at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.